A South Korean court finds former President Yoon Suk-yeol guilty, the first verdict in a series of charges over his failed martial law bid. CNA's senior correspondent Lim Yoon Suk joins us live from Seoul. Yoon Suk, what do we know about this guilty verdict for Yoon?
Well, yes, the court behind me has reached a verdict, and the court found him guilty of obstructing justice and has sentenced him to 5 years in prison. Now, this is less than the 10-year prison term that prosecutors had earlier demanded. But the court here said that he did obstruct justice by not allowing the investigators to enter his residence and try to arrest him, even though they had the arrest warrant. And the court also said that he did falsify some of the documents and also violated the rights of some of the cabinet members, about seven of them, as they were not notified about this meeting that he held ahead of that imposition of the martial law in December 2024. And so the court said that he violated all those laws, but the court acknowledged that he did not lead actively in some of the offenses and said, considering that this was his first time and that there was no previous illegal steps that he took, and that this was the first time that they were going to reduce that sentence to 10 years, from that 10 years to 5 years in prison. And so the verdict is out. Now, meanwhile, there were supporters of former President Yoon out here, and they were shouting when the verdict came out. And also inside, we were told that when the verdict was announced, former President Yoon just nodded to his lawyers, and his lawyers have said that they will be appealing this.
So what's next for the former president?
Well, his lawyers will be appealing this. And so, you know, there is going to be another trial on the obstruction of justice. But remember, this is only one of the eight charges that he faces. And in fact, the most serious crime that he faces right now is the insurrection charge. Earlier this week, the prosecutors had demanded the death penalty for Mr. Yoon, saying that he had shown no remorse, and what he did by declaring that martial law violated the Korean law here, and also was a great threat to the constitutional order, and so sentenced him to death. Now, it remains to be seen whether the court will agree and, you know, and uphold that demand by the prosecutors. That we will know next month, because the date for that court hearing has been set to February 19th. Now, meanwhile, apparently there are civic groups out there who've got signatures from the Korean public, and one civic group says that he has obtained more than 18,000 signatures from South Koreans supporting the death penalty for Mr. Yoon, saying that this is a grave threat to the constitutional order. And in order to make sure that no one ever dares to declare martial law here in South Korea, the death penalty must be sentenced by the Korean court. Meanwhile, even the presidential office has come out saying that they believe that the court will sentence him to death because this was a grave threat to the constitutional order. And so right now, you know, it's very difficult to say whether this is going to bring about some social unrest or whether the South his supporters will be out in the streets again. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see, though. Some of his supporters said that ahead of that hearing next month, they will be out in the streets demanding that he be freed, because they believe that he should return to the presidential office. But right now, there are lots of people, South Koreans, who have been watching this verdict today live, televised live here in South Korea, and they believe that the court will reach the proper decision, a right decision, next month regarding the insurrection charge.
All right, Yoon Suk, thanks for that update. CNA senior correspondent Lim Yoon Suk reporting live in Seoul.